Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we do it every Monday right here, Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. And we've got two special guests that's going to be on here this evening, and we'll be talking with them about their books. We have author Shamor, and we also have author India Northfleet. So we want you to sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. And anybody that's out there listening and just want to call in, the number's 347-215-8539. This is Grown Folks Radio, and we do it like that. We have explicit language, so if you got any kids in the area, please take them out of the room because we'll be talking shit all night. That's what we do on Word Sexy Radio. So right now, we're going to see what we got. We have our guests. I know there's a couple of them here. Before we do that, though, we're gonna get a little bit of admin going. Let me see if this is my co-host. How you doing this evening?
Yeah, it's me, man. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing, brother? You know how we do it. We try to keep it sexy and live like we always do with our voices, and the women just go crazy. So how's it going with you, man?
Another Monday. Monday's the bane of my existence, man.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to start somewhere. If it wasn't Monday, it'd be Tuesday, or it'd be fucking Wednesday or Thursday, one of them damn days. So you know how that works.
Yeah, but I could, as long as it's Monday, I'll complain about that day.
I hear you. So what we're going to do, we're going to see if we got, I know we got some more here, and I want to bring her in right now. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
It's always good to have a sexy woman like you on the show. Now, where's Cotton so we can tell her the same thing? Anyway.
You see, that's the same lines. I see.
No, it's not the same lines. It's only when it's true, because if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you. I would have just left it like, how are you? And left it at that.
There you go.
Already starting. But we're glad to have you on the show this evening. So we're going to give you a chance to introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are and what you do. But I got a couple other numbers here. I want to make sure we don't have our other guests. And I'm ignoring her. So I'm going to try area code 443 and see if this is her. If it isn't, please don't hang up. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay, that's not her. Okay, we'll go back from here. We'll try area code 313. State your name and where you're calling from. If you're just listening, then continue to do that. All right. Okay, so we're waiting on India to call in as well. But right now, while we're waiting on her, I'm going to go ahead, Shamor, and give you a chance to go ahead and sell yourself like you always do.
Sell myself? I don't like how that sounds, Red.
Why does it always have to be negative when it comes from me? It's just positive. You know, you sell
yourself.
It's
just the words. I like to give you a hard time because that's what you do to everybody else.
Oh, you think I'm going to dog you? Okay.
I know better. I bite back, remember? I bite back.
Okay, okay. Well, go ahead and tell us about you then. How about that?
All right. Well, I'm Shamor, and I'm calling to kind of promote my work, working with other authors. I have my first novel is A Lover's Redemption. It's a dramatic romance. I also in the process of putting out an anthology collection of great writers, from your romantic to your erotic, all wrapped up in one book. That one should be out this summer. It is titled Fire and Desire. So those are my two projects right now.
Well, we're definitely waiting on Fire and Desire to come out because that book I heard was off the damn chain, and we want to see if it really is. And a lot of people have been waiting, and we're going to get that out as soon as possible so that we can let them see that it really is off the chain. So you said that's going to be coming out pretty soon, right?
Yes. Right now it's in the final stages of editing, and we'll go to print soon after that.
Damn. All right. Well, DB, you got any questions right quick? Because I know you do.
No, not at all. Only because, you know, it's still early. I'm fresh out of work, so, you know, my brain still kind of readjusts to not work.
Okay, understood. Now, I'm going to try these two numbers again because I think one of these numbers, it might be the other guest, and I don't want to overlook her. So I'm going to try area code 313. If it's not her, please just don't hang up, please. So area code 313.
Hello.
How are you doing? And tell your name and where you're calling from.
India Northfleet from Detroit.
See, I am so good. I picked the right number. And I didn't know Detroit's area code, so I just fucking done it. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I want you to be yourself, like I said, Wusha and all that shit, and just be you, baby. Just be you. It's nothing to be scared of. This is just we're sexy radio, grown folks radio, but if you do come with some bullshit, we're going to give it back. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, good to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, say hi to Ms. Northfleet, DV, and we also have Shamor on the line as well.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hey. Hello.
All right, well, so we got that going. So, Ms. Northfleet, we already had Shamor kind of give us a little background on her, and then we're going to ask both of you questions as we go back and forth. But we want you to kind of give us a little background, you know, the guests here, everyone that's listening. State your name and where you are. Who you know, just let us know who you are. I mean, people know you, but still we want you to kind of introduce yourself.
Okay, well, as you said, I'm India Northfleet from Detroit, Michigan. I'm an erotic and romance writer. I have a book called Playing for Keeps. It's a romance. It comes out in the spring. And it's in, like, final stages of editing. And then I have short sex stories on Kindle.
Okay.
They're just, like, different variations of short sex stories. Just give you something entertaining to read. They're not, like I said, they're short, not very long or whatever, just something just to, you know, to get you excited or whatever, and just to have you wait until the next book comes out, until I keep going and going with more books coming out.
Wait? You want us to wait?
Yes. I mean, it's not
wait.
That much, like, it shouldn't be that much longer or whatever. Like I said, it'll be around springtime, but, you know, I just,
so
like I said, they're only, oh, go ahead.
You're, You're going to make me frustrated? Is that what you're doing?
Something like that. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I'm trying to build up an audience here. I got to see, make sure they like what I'm putting out.
And if they don't, what the fuck are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to keep writing until they like it.
Okay, there you go. Okay, well, how hot did you get when you wrote this? And I'm going to ask you some more. Get ready, because I'm coming at you too, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so how hot did you masturbate while you was writing this book?
I got pretty hot. It's some pretty hot scenes in there.
You didn't answer the question. Did you masturbate when you wrote this book?
Maybe. How about a maybe?
Oh, damn.
How about I give you a maybe for all of
them? No.
A really strong
sexy rig. There you go. This is Word Sexy Radio, grown folks radio. We say what the fuck we want to on this show, so you can express yourself in quite a manner that you have. I mean, if you're writing erotica, then you can't be scared to talk about it.
I'm just saying maybe. I can't. I don't want to say yes, and I don't want to say no. I want to give them.
Why?
I want to give them their. Because I want to give, you know, all the readers their own opinion. I want you to have your own opinion of it. I don't want to tell
listen.
You that I masturbate, and then you might be like, well, why? Because I don't think it's that good.
If you didn't come, then how am I going to come?
Okay, well, I definitely did. I just, you know, I was just trying to, you know.
I'm just saying, you're trying to get me hot. You're trying to get me
a
spot somewhere. So if you can't get off on it, I mean, we understand that everybody's not going to have the same kind of sexual whatever, but
exactly.
If it's steamy,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to do, it should do something, okay? Shamor.
Yes.
Sweetheart, it's your sexy self. Now, both of y'all is fine. I know you both, okay? And DB, don't say that shit. Anyway.
Me?
You know what you're going to say. He only has fine women on the show, which he's right. But anyway. Now, tell us a little bit, because I know you're the erotic writer. And you are good at what you do, because I have definitely read some of your work, and I know that you're good, okay? And the stuff that I read got me fucking hard and ready to go. So did you get that way with your writing as well?
Well, you know, I write from imaginative experiences. I can take an experience and heighten it to another level, so... I wouldn't tell you that I masturbated in order to write, but I did have experiences that allowed me to go a little bit further with my writing.
Well, I'm not saying you have to masturbate to write. I'm saying that did it get you to a point that when you were reading it, your own words, you were going
through it,
that you have to stop in between like I do when I write my erotica and jack my shit. Let it
when
go, and then I go forth. That's what I'm asking you.
When I write erotica, and actually I don't prefer to write erotica, but when I do write erotica, it does put me in the mood. I have to have a finisher once I'm done.
Yeah, because you're the Harlequin romance writer, okay? So I know you don't prefer to write erotica. That's why I fuck with you, because you can. And you keep saying this, I don't want to do this shit, but you always come up with some hot-ass shit. And Miss Northfleet, I'm going to have to get some of your work, because I know that you're coming along and you really want to bring it out. And I know you got it, but, you know, I just want to understand that when we write this genre, we have to be in such a manner that when people see the book cover, they're going to just start getting hot and wet or whatever.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Exactly.
That's the point. So, I mean, I don't know. We write in all different genres. We don't always just write erotica, but that's what we want to give them. So do you think your work does that?
Yes, I really do. I really think it does that. I think it takes you on this, like, I guess it's a journey, so to speak, or whatever. But, through what's going on, and it makes you feel like that you're actually, you know, you're the character until you close the book or to the book ends. It keeps your attention.
So if Joe Blow Johnny is in the book and he's getting ready to get Kimmy, when I read your story, I should feel like I'm Joe Blow Johnny, or I'm actually looking at Joe Blow Johnny getting ready to fuck Sheila or whoever the girl is, right?
That's right. That's right. That's exactly how you're supposed to feel. That's exactly the effect that I want, because it lets me know, you know, how well you enjoy the book if you can picture yourself there or see it, visualize it.
And here's the question that you always get when you do book signings. How much of it is you?
I wouldn't say very much. I like to write, like, the total opposite of who I am. I like to write the total opposite.
DV, here we go
again.
I like to add
a lot of, you know, I do use a lot of me in different examples, but I try to make, like, when I'm, you know, creating characters, I try to be, you know, as different as possible, like, make sure, like, we don't share any similarities. Maybe, like, sex might be the only thing.
Okay, BB, you know why I did that, right? Because everybody always try to act like they ain't fucking hot. They just write the shit. They don't get high. They don't get high. They don't fuck. They don't do shit. They just write it. You know, everybody else hot, but then they don't fucking do it. You know, they're not part of this shit. It's not them. It's not in their mind. It just came from somewhere else.
It's just that it's hard to write about.
Talk to me. I know both of y'all are talking. I know it's India, but I'm trying to get you involved too. Now, Indy, you just said, okay, you say that again, say the statement you just said again.
It's hard to write about me. Like, when you're creating a story and coming up with characters and coming up with names and everything that you want to use for the character, it's hard to write about yourself. You have to step outside of yourself to write about this character. And you may not have a lot of their similarities. Only thing that you may share is how you enjoy sex, and you may not, you know what I'm saying? You might not enjoy
all that sounds good, but guess what? You're the goddamn character. You created that shit. It's still you. So how in the hell are you telling me this?
It is.
You're fucking with me, okay? All right. Okay. Cotton, what's going on, baby? How you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Cotton.
Say hi to Shamor and India Northfleet. They are both here this evening.
Shamor, India, hi. How are you doing this evening? I'm sorry I'm late. I'm doing a million things, so.
She's shoveling snow. That's what she's doing in the springtime. She's shoveling snow in the springtime.
Wow.
Yeah. And also the chat room is open. For those who have the link to the chat room, it's open. We want you to get in there so DV has something to do, because he ain't got shit to do right now.
I'm trying to get in the chat room. I'm sitting there like trying to find my way in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We want y'all to talk
DV.
To him. He talks a lot of shit out there.
I never hear DV talk dirty. DV, come on.
Okay, here we go with Cotton. She is very nice today. It is March 25th, 2013, and she's on her ninth kick.
DV said he was trying to find his way in. I don't think he has a whole lot of problems doing that. So I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
We done rubbed off on you. You better hear it around us.
Okay. All right, Shamor, you're being very quiet this evening, and we don't want you to do that, because we know that you are that woman that has it going on. So come forth, thou
I'm
lady
here.
Of,
I'm observing.
And we want you to come forth and be like thou and all of that shit that you write about, because you can go there, too. You can write that come forth thou English, old English shit, and have motherfuckers hot as hell, or you can come gentle as a motherfucker and legs up all against the goddamn backboard or some shit. I mean, talk to us.
I believe in it. I believe in my craft as an art form. Therefore, you have to be flexible. You have to be able to dabble in all areas of your art form. So I believe you're
the only woman, African American woman, that can take a Shakespearean book. Even though it was sexy and hot when he wrote it, you can transform that shit to 2013 and have it come forth and be on in that manner.
Did you read it?
Of course.
That's actually, I'm sorry, I was supposed to say that, but that's what's in, I did that for the anthology.
Yeah, you're a bad woman. You got it going on. Okay, now, back to Miss Northfleet, who was scared because she knew that Word Sexy Radio was going to talk shit. We know that you are, so this book that you did, that was a new one, right? That was your first hit of being published as a erotic fiction writer, right?
Yeah, well, the first one, the first one, the paperback that I have coming out in the spring, that's just like romance with erotica in it. But the ones that are all on Kindle are just straight erotica.
Okay, so wait a minute now. You're telling me romance erotica. What's the difference?
You have to be romance. You have to be, you know, treated a certain way before it turns into erotica.
Okay, so tell me the difference, because erotica and romance, what are they?
What
are they in your words? And we're not talking porn at all. We're talking romance and erotica. So tell me.
Right. Okay, let's see. Okay, romance is like, for example, it didn't have to be like a special holiday, but you get the whole, like, you get the flowers and the candles and the bubble baths and all things like that. That's a form of romance or whatever. It could be a form of romance.
So you're telling me that, like, he's saying the turtle dove and the touching of the sex, and not saying the hard words, but just, you know, kind of Harlequin, but not really there. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, that's romance. But then when you bring the hardcore sex in or whatever, that's it turns into erotica. Like, it still can be romantic. It can be like romantic erotica. It could be like both. Like, it's like a real fine line, like, between the two of them or whatever. Because if you enjoy the person that you're having sex with and you treat them to romantic things, then, you know, you all will have those really hardcore moments or whatever that you enjoy and that he enjoys.
I really want to know how old you are. I know you're not going to tell me, but because the queen of erotica, we're going to get her to speak her mind on that. Go ahead, Shamor. Tell us your versions of that, because you fucked me up one day with the breakdown of the Harlequin romance shit, you know, saying this and that and whatever. So, yeah, I just want to get that from you.
Because she's
on point. Her version is on point. Yeah. Go ahead.
For me, it is everything that leads up to the erotica is a romance for me. Everything that each of the characters has to endure or do or whatever to entice the other character to end up in that erotic moment is a romantic happening for me. So.
Okay.
That's how I differentiate.
Okay. All right. So, Cotton, are you there? Cotton.
I am
okay.
Here.
Okay. You know, I have to ask you a couple of times because that is just the way we rub you like that. So, your version of romance and erotica, or erotica and romance. Because you, even though you never try to write this shit, you always seem to do it. Because you got motherfuckers trying to kill you because they think you're trying to take their man. So I just want to know, how did you, what is your differentiate, how do you differentiate between the two?
Between romance and erotica?
Yeah, erotica, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that they were even on the same level. Like,
well,
erotica
tell us your,
is
tell
what
us,
it is. And, well, for me, my thoughts on it.
Yeah, that's
erotica
all we want
is
yours, baby.
Straight into it goes straight into, it's like semi porn. It goes straight into the sexual aspect of everything. There's no let me buy you flowers. There's no we're going on a date. There's no other stuff in between before that aspect of it. I don't even know.
So you say a booty call is just that, because you're not doing anything but just doing the act?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Interesting. Okay, DV, because I know you got yours, baby. Bring it on.
You know what? My feelings are, I guess, completely different from everyone's. I think
I knew it would
you be. You can have something erotic. I mean, you can have romance without erotica, but you cannot have erotica without romance. And the reason I say that is because this. I've read a lot of romantic novels that may have alluded towards the sex, and it was still hot. They didn't have to go in the definition. They didn't have to go in the explanation about, well, who, what, when, where, why, how. It was simply the imaginative part of romance that let you believe that, okay, they were touching, they were feeling each other, and, you know, and it let your imagination take it from there. Erotica is that aspect that details, instead of letting you imagine what happened, it details for your imagination. So I think, you know, Cotton kind of had it. I think they're two separate entities, but in order to have something good, in order to have a good erotica book or scene or, you know, or anthology or whatever, their romance has to play a major part. But it doesn't work the other way around. I don't think you need erotica in order to have a solid romance book.
Okay. Interesting. So does anybody else agree or disagree with that before we go forward?
I agree. I agree with that. My romance does not get explicit.
Right.
When I write romance, it does not get explicit. It's very poetic when I describe any type of intimacy.
And that's the thing with, and I, Red knows I say this all the time. You know, to me, erotica, romance is to erotica what suspense is to horror. You know, you can have a suspenseful novel without including horror in it, you know, but you can't have a horror book without any suspense. It just doesn't work. You know, so even though they fall along the same lines, one is just an extreme form of the other.
But you can't have a erotic novel without some damn condoms, okay? For those who are listening, for those of you that are listening, that dogged my book because I didn't have them put on a goddamn rubber, you can do that, okay? It's fiction. Okay? Just had to bring that. You know, it was a good spot, a good segue. But anyway, all right, so India, you're the baby here. We're going to bring you, let's talk to you just a little bit more here. So my thing is you're doing this erotic thing, and you chose this genre, and I know you'll probably be writing in other genres in the future and all that, but this is the genre you chose right now. Why did you choose that? Why did you choose erotica or romance or both?
Well, I chose the romance just for the happy ending, to always have the happy ending, and I love to write the sex scene, so erotica just came, like, it came naturally to me while trying to write the sex scenes inside of a romance. But, like, I'm just real, I don't know, just the happy endings do something for me because it's fiction and it's not, you know, when you read a book, you're supposed to get lost in the book. You know, the book is supposed to grab your attention from beginning to end, and it's supposed to take you with the characters on this journey or whatever until everything is over. And so for that moment in time or moments in time where you're reading that book or whatever, you're supposed to be lost and nothing else is supposed to, you know, nothing else outside of that book is supposed to have your attention. So until you get to that happy ending and you feel satisfied, I'm a big, like, hopeless romantic. So I believe in happy endings, and that's why I started in romance.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this is coming from the chat room. Is there a point, and anyone can answer this, is there a point where there's too much sex going on in the scenes in the book, where there's just so much where it's almost borderline porn, like a Red Snapper novel might be sometimes? How is that? Is there a point where you think it's too much? Maybe in a chapter you might have two or three scenes or something, or is that too much sex in the scene, depending on the genre, I guess?
I think when it doesn't advance the plot, when you can't get understanding of where the story is supposed to be going, because every time you turn the page is sex and there is no point, there is no movement in the plot, I think that can be a hindrance because it's almost like watching a porn you know, they open a door and it's sex, and then you're like, okay, why, you know, what else is going on here? What else is the point of this?
Okay, so,
you know?
The question I was asked was, is there too much sex? Not necessarily that it's not moving the story forward. What if the book is the sex is in there, and then it's still carrying the plot forward. Can it be still too much? How much is too much is what I'm asking. Can you have a book that only has one or two scenes in it, or can you have 15 scenes in the whole book, but it still carries the book forward, the plot?
As long as it still carries the book forward, I mean, I don't see a problem with it, and I feel like it depends on the person, because some people will say, like, you know, it's too much sex in here, it's nothing but, you know, a porno, and then some people will say, you know, it was just right for me, you know, so it depends on the person, but I feel like as long as it carries it forward, then, you know, and you're explaining everything or whatever, there's a point to all of this, then I don't see anything wrong with it.
Right. Yeah, because in my books, and I'm using myself, I don't give a fuck if people like it or not. Yes, that's it. But anyway, my thing is all my books, in each chapter, there's going to be at least a sex scene. Okay, there's going to be at least one sex scene, maybe two. But it's there for a reason. It's not just to be having sex. And it does carry the plot forward. Like, you might be in one scene, and meanwhile, somewhere else, somebody else is doing some shit. You know, but it's still carrying forth, and they're still having thought process on going forth and what they're doing. There's a meaning on why they're having the sex, not just to be fucking. So that's what makes it not porn, because there is a reason for it. With porn, you're just fucking just because you just walked in a room, there's a dick, and you jump on a motherfucker. No reason, just because it's there. That's not what I'm talking about. So we're talking about carrying forth in the scenes. Is there such a thing? And you already answered it, so
yeah,
just wanted to get that.
India said it best. The amount of sex is subjective, but there is a point when there is too much. I mean, if it's just filler for the story, just to add words and or pages, then it kind of defeats the purpose. If you know what we always say, Rick. If you can read the story and it doesn't have a single ounce of sex in it, is it still a good book? Is it still interesting?
Right, absolutely.
If it's not an interesting book and the only part is the sex, then you did it wrong.
When I try to write my books, I do the same, like just what you just said. The objective is to write the book, even though it's erotic or whatever it is, that if you take all those scenes out and make them soft as possible, what I would describe in anything in detail, do you still have a story? Yes. If you don't, then it's porn.
Right. Well, then it's not. I can't even call it porn. Then it's just nothing. You know,
it's just nothing. You're
you
right.
Basically,
just porn is nothing because they don't even have plots. They're trying to come up with plots now. But I mean, you know, you just walk in the room
right,
and motherfuckers laying on the floor and shit. Oh, his dick's hard. I'm gonna sit on the motherfucker. Okay. You know. I mean, it's just that's what we're trying to get away from.
Right. But porn is entirely visual. You know, if it's all for the sake of your eyeballs, then it becomes porn.
Right.
If that's the only appeal. Because if you watch a porn with your eyes closed, you may get slightly aroused, but it's not, you know, you're not going to get off on that. But
and
if somebody reads a book to, right, if somebody reads a book to you or something that is arousing, you can have your eyes closed and still be aroused. So ultimately, that is the difference between erotic and porn. If
right.
You
well,
close
you know,
your eyes.
You got to remember who you writing to. Who reads mostly? Women, okay? Who watches porn mostly? Men. Visual, men are visual. Women are about feeling. So, yes, you're right. What you're saying is absolutely correct. When they read, they want to feel something. You know, guys don't give a fuck. All they got to do is look at a picture. And if she got big titties and the ass is good, he's good. He can get hard. But my thing is, like you just said it. You said it like you always do, Dr. DV. You said that shit in the manner that it needed to be said. You know, if you close your eyes and still get out, then yeah, you've done what you need to do. And that's all I was trying to say when I was always asking the women. You know, does their books do that? And if that's their objective of what they want their books to do. Because the new thing now that I'm getting ready to jump into, seriously, is taking my books and putting them on audio. Because we want them to be able to take you there in the audio realm. Well, you ain't got to read. All you got to do is close your eyes and listen to Red saying he took his dick and he slipped it over the side of her pussy lips. And as he pushed it there, he slightly looked at her and said, it's got to be, well, you can take that. You riding down the road. Hopefully you're not. But, I mean, you're in your room and you're listening to this. And, you know, some people read. Listen to these books while they're riding down the road. Hopefully they may have to stop and relieve themselves or something. You know, that's the objective. I know India's like, what the fuck did I get myself into? Anyway, and Shamor already knows she's been here before. Okay. Okay. So what do you have coming up, India? Because I know you got to go here pretty soon. You were saying you had to put your baby to bed. So
mm-hmm.
What do you have coming up in the future that you want? And how can people get your books? And if they wanted to get you to do a book signing, how would they be able to do that?
Well, right now, they can find all of my books on Amazon. My paperback will be out in spring. It comes out on, it'll be on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and my website, my personal website. And
what is your personal website?
Oh, www.indiatnorthfleet.com.
We can't read your damn mind. Can't do it.
Look, this is my first time. This is my first time. I'm a beginner.
Okay, let me tell you something. All interviews are not like this, because when you get them with everybody else, they're going to give you questions to answer, and you answer those questions. We don't do that shit here on Word Sex Radio. So you can't know
what he's going to say.
Right.
He doesn't know.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say, because I listen to your voice and then I decide from that point. So I'm telling you right now, everybody's not like this. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, DB. You were here to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, like we, even though we haven't had a chance to go over the books, I'm going to ask a taboo question. And, you know, it's like having a favorite child. You know, as authors, we're not supposed to have favorite books, but explain to me what your favorite work of yours is your favorite and why?
Okay.
Why is she
speaking of
that? No. Okay, go ahead. I'm just fucking with you.
I have one that I'll do favorite ebook right now. I have one. It's called Naked on a Dare, and that would be my favorite right now, because it just it's very interesting how I was able to take like a childhood game and childhood memories and like kind of give them that like adult twist or adult spin to it. So it was that was very interesting to me, and that was my favorite, because like while I was writing it, it took you back like down memory lane and down certain things from your childhood, and when you had to be, you know, at home a certain time, or when they had certain ice cream out at the time, or wearing certain things at the time, or like the close knit neighborhood where the whole neighborhood would watch the kids and everything like that. So I would, right now, that would be my most absolute favorite, because as they became adults, they reminisce on things when they were kids. And so when they came adults, they still went to play Dare, but it was just like, you know, we're going to play this adult version of Dare. And
okay,
it had like a different feel to it. So
how do you know about that shit? You ain't old enough to know about going in and you had to go getting all that shit. What the fuck are you talking about? You don't know nothing about that shit. I don't get it. You probably was born in 92 or some shit. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know. But anyway, I'm messing with you. You know, when you write this stuff, people wonder, how do you know? I mean, because I assume that you, I'm not saying you're real young. I'm just messing with you. I mean, but you are young. You're younger than me. So I figure. You know, what do you know? But anyway, and that's a question I'm sure that people probably ask, because we had a guy out here one time that was writing erotica, 25 years old. Hell, this shit's still what? Behind his ears. I mean, what the fuck? What do you know? Then he's going to try to explain to us about beginning with older women, and he know how to handle older women and all this. But anyway, all right, we'll see. So Shamor.
You know what? It's about experience. It's never about age. It's always about experience.
What experience? That's what I'm trying to say.
This is true. I can't speak for him. I can't speak for his experience.
Here goes the professor again, goddammit.
No,
damn,
but you
professor.
Know how it is. Because you got young geniuses and old fools, you know. So, like I was just saying in the chat room, you know, there are no rules. There's no such rule that applies to everybody. So, you know, there are some people out there with a lot of experience on how to treat women, and they can be early in life, 20, 21, 22. Then you got two and three times their age who don't know first thing about it.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Let me ask y'all this question, and since this is Word Sexy and I'm the host, Why am I always the only motherfucker that cusses? Why don't everybody else cuss? What is the reason for that? Is it because of me? I just don't get it. But anyway, all right. But that's good. That's true, DB. You're right. That is true. Everybody's experience level is different than others. Some may have had been schooled or trained or cougarized or something of that effect where they are able to handle women or men either way. So, you know, that is true. But Shamora is a woman that I don't know how old she is either, but I'm sure
I will never see a 25-year-old person with no how to handle an older woman, first of all. Because
I was waiting on Cotton. There you go, baby. Go ahead, Cotton.
Older men have a hard time still trying to figure us out. So how is it that a 25-year-old who just graduated high school gonna think he can figure out an older woman in 5 years?
Come on. We had a dude on the show. Remember the guy that was on the show and he tried to give us that shit and we cut his ass off? Because he was fucked up. He didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Okay.
But
the reality
is that we still have the older, I mean, I'm 44, and men my age still can't figure out what to say to me and how to talk to me. Like, and then I've had some younger guys trying to get with me, and they don't know what to say to me or how to talk to me and how to move forward with dealing with certain kind of women. So, I don't
see a
25-year-old being able to really get, he can probably give a little bit of experience based on the women that he's encountered, but the overall woman, yeah, I don't think he got that down.
I agree with you because there's been a situation where, and I've heard women tell me this, where guys call them and say, and they might say, "What you doing?" And the guy come back, "Well, I was just getting out of the shower and I was thinking about you while I was holding that." What kind of shit is that? Why would you tell a woman to shit that? I don't know. I think they think that's sexy. But why would you tell her that? "Well, you know, I was thinking about you last night while I was stroking my shit." I mean, really? Really? This is what people
really
are actually saying. They do.
Really,
TV, I am serious. There's some dudes out there. It's fine. I haven't heard any women that say things. I'm sure they might, but usually when it's coming from a woman, you know, the guy ain't going to talk about it. So he's going to be like, "Yeah, really? Okay." But a dude, "Girl, I was just thinking about you. I was washing my ass, and then I touched my dick, and I thought about it." I mean, come on, really. I mean, does that turn you on, women?
But see, that turns men on. That don't turn women on. We don't get turned
the chat room
on.
That don't turn all men
pictures.
On.
The chat room says differently.
And mind you, we're talking about random men. We're not talking about the man you're dating. So let me clarify. We're not talking about the man you're dating. That's different. We don't mind the man we're seeing to send us stuff like that. That's cool. But some random guy that you went out with one or two times, that don't turn us on.
I haven't went out.
Like,
I haven't went out with
that.
He's trying to get with you, and he's saying this stuff. Now, okay, I get it, chat room. The visual of a man coming out of the shower is sexy. Okay, that's great. But like you said, that's probably a guy that you, well, maybe not. I mean, it depends on the woman. But if you're attracted to this guy, he's telling you this shit, then maybe it's a little different. But it's some dude you just met on Facebook, and he might have got your number, and you talked to him one time, and the first thing he says is, "Damn, boy, I was just thinking about you, and I had my dick was in my hand while I was, you know." That is not a good thing. Or send it pictures.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
go ahead. Is the visual of old Grady coming out of the shower a good visual?
Okay. Did you hear that? Grady coming out of the chat room.
Because they said a visual of a man. Now, it's a specific man. Now, a Tyrese-looking man or a Shamar Moore-looking man or a Boris Cujo-looking man coming out of the shower, sure, that's a great visual. I still don't want nobody send me no pictures, though.
Why can't a Red Snapper or a DV Hint coming out of the shower look good? What the fuck is that about? Why we can't? Why has it got to be them damn
because
actors?
You know why? Because we're tangible men.
We're not untouchable.
Right.
They can't get them, so they visualize. Okay, that's I got it.
That's a great visual, if they like the old Grady, that's cool.
Because Red Snapper's in touchable mold. You can touch me. I am alive and well. I am not a vision.
Some women can touch you. Some women can touch you. I won't put it out there for everybody, Red. Hey.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody. I mean,
I've taught you nothing.
You did. I'm sorry. You did, didn't you? Oh, goddamn. Well, you know, some can touch and some can't. You are absolutely right. But yeah, I mean, I can understand it. Because, I mean, there are women who are just waiting to see Grady come out of the shower. Okay. Maybe some, you know, there's somebody for everybody. If Grady's ass is what you like, then fuck it, go on and fuck with his no deep ass. While he's coming out of the shower. That's cool. People like Alice Agoon and shit. You know, they want Alice Agoon to come at them. You know, they see that. I have actually had men tell me that they had visuals of women with no teeth sucking their dick, and they loved it. I'm like, a toothless bitch sucking your dick? I'm sorry if I didn't say it that way. But the motherfucker got off on that, you know?
Wow.
So I'm not there. I'm not there. Everybody's got their own visual.
Like, I was in Vegas when they had, like, some sort of costume contest, and there are people who get off on their partners dressed up in costumes. And I didn't think, you know, I thought it was a joke, but it's actually serious.
They have conventions.
To get off.
They have conventions.
Yeah, they have conventions in Vegas, and I didn't know that. I just happened to be
in
Vegas
when
they, and so they was like, no, this is, you know, a fetish convention. I was like, wait a minute. People actually dress up in cat and dog in rooster uniforms and costumes in order to get the other person off, and they like, yeah.
The chat room is off the chain right now. Keep it going, chat room. Y'all are off the fucking chain. Keep that shit going. Anyway, we're going to bring some of that in, too, here. But anybody else that's out there that's listed, the number's 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio. It's Grown Folks Radio. We talk all the grown stuff here. And we have two fabulous authors that are here on the show, Shamor and India Northfleet. They're both here. If you have any questions for them, you can call in and ask them. They are in the chat room. If you have questions, we will transport that question from the chat room to them so that they'll be able to answer your questions. Right now, we're kind of going almost into the second segment, which I'm going to be asking Cotton, what is the subject? Because we always do that. And India, I know you said you had to go. I wish you could stay because we're going to get into the second half. The second segment usually entails some type of relationship issue or situation that happens in relationships, and we kind of discussed that. And of course, Shamor, I know you stand for this because this is
you. You know what I'm doing. How you know what I'm doing?
Oh,
I'm
see, why do you always do that to me? You always do that.
Fun. It's fun.
Okay, babe. Well, I know what you're going to do. Okay, you're going to stay. Now, is India still here? India?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Are you going to hang around? Are you going to put the baby in bed and then come back? Or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to get ready and put her to bed. I am going to try to come back. I will.
Yeah, you got to hang up to do that? I mean, just put her to bed and bring your ass back. I mean, how hard is it to do? I mean, rockabye baby and, you know, I mean, damn.
I mean, well, it's worth it that.
I mean, shit, you got to hang up the phone? Okay, I mean...
I would love to come back. If I can't come back tonight, I would love to come back.
Well, come on back, baby. I mean, we want you to come back.
Okay.
Come on back. It's before 10 o'clock, though. After 10, you ain't going to get shit but air. You better come on back. Okay? So,
right.
Shamor, it's
hey,
you and
just so
Cotton,
you know,
we're
going to dog you until you come back.
We will.
They're like, nicest things about you.
Okay, I am going to try to come back. I promise.
Right. You know, we would like that. Okay. All right, so she's going to put the baby. She's going to put the baby down, and we're going to continue to go forward. Now, Cotton, and it's not time for the subject yet because we've got about 10 minutes in this segment, but so we can kind of marinate on the subject matter. What is the subject going to be on tonight?
The topic is about obsession.
Interesting. Give us a little bit of elaboration on that. Obsession, all types, or just give us a situation?
All types of obsession. People have sexual obsessions. People have relationship obsessions. Just
obsessions.
This is all relationship based. No, so, none of the other. I got a Snicker obsession. We're not talking about that.
Right. So
Snickers
so
are delicious.
Can't keep my hands off my dick session. One of those, right? Can't stop jacking off. Just gotta do it. Hand just won't stay with my dick.
Yeah, that's not an obsession.
Relationship. Yeah, that's a.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You need to deal with that immediately.
You need to get some help for that.
Right.
No. They had kings back in the day that was running kingdoms and was jacking off at their own throne while he was running the motherfucking kingdom. So
that's because he's the king. Who's going to say something against the king?
I ain't going to say the king's name, but he's an English king, okay? We'll just say that.
Henry VIII?
Must have been, yeah. But anyway, okay, so we're going to be talking obsessions. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play an intermission song here, and we're going to give everybody a chance to kind of think about that. And then while we're doing that, while that's going on, and we'll come back and we'll get into that segment. And I don't think I'm going to play anything that has anything to do with Neo Soul for you, just because you don't want that, DV. I understand.
Never
that you hear that all the time. And I'm going to play an Eric Clapton song that I like that I heard in the club the other day. And it's back in 1998, but it's still hitting. We two-step into this, so I'm going to play that real quick. And then after that, we're going to come back and get into it, okay?
People who could never understand.
Yeah, this is very content coming at us this evening on this Word Sexy Radio show tonight. And we're bringing it to you like we always do every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time. We got our guest on the show, Mr. Moore. She's still here, and we're going to keep it going. And the next segment, we're going to be talking about obsession. So you need to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This here is Word Sexy Radio. And if you're in the chat room, bring it on, because the chat room is doing its thing like it always does. So let's get it going. Back to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're doing it like we always do every Monday. We're back, and our subject matter that we're going to be speaking on tonight is called obsessions. So we're going to be talking with Cotton, who is going to lead the discussion, and she's going to bring it, and we also have our guest, Shamor, still here. She's going to be talking with us as well, bringing her feedback as well. DB is here, talking shit like he always does, and the chat room, we want you to be participant in this. We need your questions so we can bring to drive this conversation going. So, Cotton, we're going to give it to you right now. We're going to send it your way so you can bring it for us. And I hope she's still here because I don't see her number. Okay, she's not here. Is she? Oh, yes,
I'm
she is.
I'm here. No, I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, let's go. Let's go because I didn't see your number for a minute. All right.
Well, the topic is, I mean, basically, it's when is it that someone is obsessed with you opposed to just showing a lot of attention?
Okay. That is a question.
I hear women say that, you know, he's, you know, giving me too much. But then if he doesn't give enough, there's a problem. So when is it, or vice versa for a man, if a woman is overflowing or she's too aggressive, I don't know, but she's too much. She's constantly calling, she's constantly trying to be there, or he, blah, 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 you know.
Well, my thing is, and I'm going to let everybody get in as well, the situations that I've been in where somebody has actually said that to me or to someone that I've heard them say that to is usually they're involved or they still have feelings for someone else, and then they call themselves going forth with you. Then you start showing all the things that the other person that they wish or wanted to show to them, and it becomes overwhelming to them because you're doing it. But they really want someone else to do it. So they say, oh, he's too much. He's obsessed. He's, you're overwhelming to me. I think we're going too fast or whatever. You know, they come up with all kinds of excuses on that. So I think it depends on the situation that they're in at the time. And I know that's part of it, but that's not the whole answer. So we're going to go ahead and go around the panel. Shamor, what do you think on that?
I think obsessive is a point where somebody's uncomfortable. One of the parties uncomfortable, and the other person is not willing to do anything that adjusts it. Again, we're talking perspective, too, because, again, like Cotton was saying, some guys feel like they're just showing you attention, and that's what a woman wants. They don't necessarily know the best way to go about it to satisfy that woman. So I think it does have to be based on both needs being met. And when one person is feeling uncomfortable, it has to be addressed. Then it becomes obsessive when it's not.
So when you say the person is uncomfortable, is it because they they're losing their interest in that person, or they're moving too fast with them, and what does that contribute to?
Again, that's where the conversation comes in, because it could be a variety of reasons. It could be that you are too physical for someone's liking. They're not a touchy-feely person. And so because you touch them so much and so often, you know, that makes them uncomfortable. I guess it just depends on how those two match.
DV, I know you got one.
Man, look. I honestly have no idea, because it seems like it's all a little obsessive to me. I'm one of those people that I can talk to somebody once or twice a month and I'm perfectly fine, you know, other than family. And I guess that's just because of my schedule. So anything, if I get somebody calling me every day, you know, I'm already frustrated, you know. So, like,
that's
I mean,
what
I went
into you, that a woman is showing you, like, she might text you.
And I know, and
you.
That's
shit is too much for you. You can't
that's
handle that shit.
That's one of my personality quirks.
Wow.
Anything, and
wow.
But the thing is because I prioritize everything. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to work, when it comes to school, when it comes to, you know, the kids, you know, it's always about, you know, the things that I have to do. You know, so it's like, okay, well, I got to do this first. I got to do this. And then anything outside of that, sometimes, you know, I was telling somebody, sometimes I have to be reminded that, you know, I do have a life. But more often than not, I'm just so goal-oriented and so focused on the things that I have to do that anything else outside of that realm, it sometimes it just doesn't seem as important as the things that I have to do, that I have to get done.
Okay.
Sounds obsessive.
Go ahead. I was going to go to the. I was going to go and see if we can get someone on the phone lines to comment, and then we'll get back into you real quick. Area code 702. Now, don't hang up if you don't have a question, but I'm going to try and see if you have one. Do you have a question? Take your name. Where you calling from? Yeah.
Hello?
Area code 702. Yes, how are you doing this evening? What's your name?
I'm good. How are you? This is Soraya.
How are you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing well. I really just tuned in, and I was trying to get a grasp of what you guys are even talking about, so I'm not even sure what the topic is.
Okay. The topic is obsessions. When is it too much? When do you feel like someone is obsessed with you? When does it become an issue, or when does it become annoying that you feel like it's overbearing or overwhelming?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've had several bouts of this, unfortunately. Usually after sex becomes involved. So your
pussy is just that good. Motherfuckers get obsessed with your ass, huh?
It happens. It's been happening since I was a teenager. So,
and you were in Las Vegas. So what the fuck's going on with you? No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm a good girl these days. So,
okay. These days.
But,
all right.
I mean,
I got you.
It gets to the point where, they, you know, when they're calling too much, when they're popping up, when they're texting nonstop or emailing
but what is wrong with that? Don't you want that attention? I mean,
there's not anything wrong with it in moderation, but once it becomes to the point where it seems like they're consumed with you, when, you know, they're not going on with their daily lives because they're more concerned with what's going on in your world.
So is it what they're saying, or is it just because they're thinking about you? I mean, I'm just thinking of you, baby.
No, I love that. I love when people do that, but it becomes a point where it's just a little bit too much. If you're doing that every hour on the hour, or if you're texting me this hour, you're calling me the next hour, you're emailing me the next hour, and we're starting the rotation all over again throughout the entire day, you have to have more of a life than that.
You shouldn't have fucked him that good. First of all, I mean, damn, why'd you fuck him like that?
I understand that, but it's got to be good. You can't half fuck.
You got to do it all the way. Either you want the pussy or you don't, right? I got you.
I think you you need to be man enough to be able to handle it. It's just that simple. And vice versa. It should be
Let me say this. I got to be the devil's advocate because DV is always the one, but I'm going to do it tonight. Why is it? I mean, I don't get that. I mean, you want the attention. You want him to do that. You want him to be whooped so that he ain't thinking about nobody but your ass. But then when he calls you all the goddamn time, you're getting mad.
No,
well,
no,
I don't get it.
No. Don't misunderstand me. I agree with what you're saying. I do love attention. And, you know, a part of me, because I think just the fact that I'm a Sagittarius, you know, a part of me wants my alone time too. However, there is a fine line between showing attention and being upset. So you just have to find that. You just have to find that balance is all I'm saying, because it can be overwhelming to a person if you're constantly contacting them or constantly you're calling off work now because you want to be in their presence instead, or, you know, it's just sometimes it can go overboard. It really just depends on the situation. And it's, like I said, it's
so So if I text you in the morning, good morning, hope you have a great day. I text you long lunch time, just thinking about you. I text you at dinner time, oh, you know, I was just thinking about you again. Hopefully we can see each other tomorrow or something or whatever. That's too much.
That's perfectly fine. No, it's not too much. And I've had that, and I think that's great.
But I think you said
of times that you've contacted me, and now you've multiplied it by, like, 3. You know, or 4, and you're
So if I do it six times, that's too much. Okay.
It becomes too much at some point when you're doing that same thing every day, all day. It's too much.
Taking a day off.
So you saying if you don't text me for an hour and I text you 15 times between that hour, that's a bit much.
That's obsession.
I think you're selfish. I think you're selfish. No, I'm joking.
No, he ain't. He's serious, the motherfucker.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Okay. Shamor, you were going to say something, right? What was you going to say?
I'm sorry.
I think Shamor was getting ready to say something. Was she going to say something before I cut you off?
No.
She forgot the shit.
I was talking about DV. I was talking about his behavior with his prioritizing. You know,
I have my own bit of obsessive going on.
DV is always a subject of all the shows. Everybody's obsessed with DV. Tell me, what is it about this man that I'm just fucking with you anyway. Go ahead. All right, so getting back to the show. You're like, what the fuck are we talking about? Anyway, no. Everybody loves DV. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, as far as the obsession thing that we were talking about earlier, so 6 times is too much. 3 times is okay. Don't take the day off to be with you because he's chasing after you. You go outside, he's standing there. You know, that's a stalker. That's a stalker. That's different.
From obsession.
Well, yeah, it's obsession, but what is over? Everybody's over the line or overboard is different.
Right.
So it's all relative. Yeah. I mean, some women might want him to do that every damn 15 minutes, every hour.
You need to find that person.
And that's who they need to be with.
You know what?
You don't know.
I don't need nobody boiling rabbits on my stove, and I tell you that right now.
I had somebody tell me that I texted them. They were saying that, it was overwhelming to them because I was, like, thinking about them. And, you know, it wasn't every day. It was like twice a day a text, if that.
So that was her overwhelming. That was too much for her because she wasn't in the proper mental space to be able to deal with it. So it really
and that's the key. There you go. You just said it. Mm-hmm. The proper mental stage. The proper mental stage was she still was obsessed with someone else.
Well, that was what worked.
She wanted that attention from someone else. If it was the other guy doing it, then it would have been perfectly fine. But because it was me, the buffer in between to try to make the other guy mad person that she was using for that, and it didn't work, then it becomes overwhelming.
Well, because you have to understand your role. That was your role in her world. And so
but
you
that
know,
was,
you
but
stepped
she
outside
but,
of it.
Well, how are you going to step outside of it if you don't know you're stepping outside of it when they don't tell you that?
Right, and that's part of that whole initial getting to know you phase. And those are the things that we find out about each other. Because for somebody, your two texts a day would not be enough.
Game. G-A-M-E.
There's
going to
be a lot of variables involved in that. There's a lot of variables involved. It's going to depend on the person, each different person, and their particular situation, their particular mental space, whatever it is that's going on in their world, what they're looking for, what they're not looking for. It's a lot of different variables involved. So it really just depends on the person.
Okay. All right.
You know, we all are products of our experiences. You know, people develop their obsession.
Who's talking now? Who's talking now? Okay, baby. I mean, because you sound like the other lady. That's why I was making sure.
Okay. I'm just saying that people are products of their experiences. They shape us. And so depending on what it is that people have been through.
But, you know, my thing
that
is all that is good, what you're saying. But the thing is you don't know that when you're with the person because
right.
they don't tell you all that. And then you find out you're doing something wrong that you didn't know you were doing. And you find out, you know, that you're used or whatever the case is. It's crazy. But let me see if there's another caller, 443 area code. Don't hang up. If you have a statement or question or anything you want to say, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Okay. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, my name is Randy Johnson, man. I've been listening to y'all for the last hour. I'm a very eloquent erotica writer. I write erotica myself. I'm an independent published author in the Baltimore area. I just like y'all talk, man. I wanted to join in with y'all and discuss some of the things that y'all were talking about.
Okay, so since you came in with that strong introduction, yeah, what do you have to say, man? You've been listening. So what do you think about obsessions?
Obsessions?
That's what we've been talking about. You said you were listening for an hour.
Hey, I want to say, I didn't listen to the whole thing for the most part, so there's a lot of things I like to ask that. But
okay, so what is your question?
All right, as far as obsessions, I feel as though that it's basically like a misunderstanding between both parties because you got women out here today that's saying that a man doesn't give her enough attention. And then you got women saying that the man is giving her too much attention. So a lot of times we don't know where that balance is.
And I agree with you. Okay. So,
I like you addressing the question.
No, I was just trying to figure out, okay, because we kind of hit that already, what you just said, so I thought you were going to add something else to that. I mean, you know, you're right what you're saying. There is a misunderstanding in communication because, you know, it's just like what we always talk on this show all the time. You know, women want men to wine and dine them, but then in the same breath they're saying that they don't need a man to do nothing for them because they can take care of themselves. So I guess it's the same situation, kind of like in this. Either you give them too much damn attention or you don't give them enough. So which one is it? You know, go ahead.
I was going to say, with any situation involving a man or a woman, if you're trying to date somebody or see somebody who isn't reciprocating or they're not welcoming what you have to offer, then they're probably not the one for you anyway. So that's kind of like not even, I mean, it doesn't really even matter because you're not the person for them and vice versa. But obsession is not just with somebody, some random person or some person that you're trying to get to know. An obsession can be within your marriage.
That is true. Let's take a situation where you are, you've been married with this person, we'll give it 10 years. you're in love. He loves you. For some reason, you felt like he's just, well, I guess this is what I'm going to say now is being possessive. So, because obsession and possessive can probably go down the same lane, hand in hand, kind of. So,
yeah.
So when we say obsession, I guess we just need to really understand what we're saying here. You remember this person, you're married to them. They're doing all the things that they're supposed to do, been doing since you've been with them. But then now they get to the point where they're so obsessed with you that they can't go to the store unless you're with them. They can't do it. There's a lot of things that they just need you around. They just want to keep their eyes on you all the time. So is that stalking you? Is that more than just an obsession? What was the other word I just said? Is that a possession?
Possession.
So, you know, where's the, I mean, I'm just saying, okay, is that a good enough example of what you're saying?
Well, I'll give an example. I watched a show where the husband and wife have been together for a while, and then one day he became, unfortunately, with him, who became very obsessed with her. Now, he didn't need to know her. It wasn't a matter of him knowing her whereabouts all the time or anything like that. It was just that he was doing all those same things. He was texting her several times a day. He was sending her flowers to her job all the time. He was popping up in places where, you know, to try to surprise her. But it became overwhelming for her. And it became overwhelming to her so much so that she ended up cheating on him.
Okay, so that made her cheat?
That made her see somebody. That made her see somebody who wasn't so, that wasn't showing her so much attention. So, you know this is going somewhere later, right? So, yeah.
Whoa, damn. Okay. That's interesting. Very interesting because.
I think that was selfish, though.
Yeah, I would say so. But interesting. And why do you say selfish?
Well,
because she didn't try to talk to him. She just went ahead and went and moved on with someone else.
Yes, because I think if in a marriage, particularly, you have that covenant, you're supposed to be bonded with that person. And when it becomes unhealthy, you do what you can to fix it. You seek counseling. You do whatever it takes. And if that doesn't work, then you move on to the next, you know, stage, which might ultimately be divorce. But you don't just turn your back and walk into another situation, creating more problems for your marriage.
Wait a minute. You're going to get a divorce with somebody because they were sending you flowers?
No. I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. I said you tried to fix the problem. And if that doesn't work, ultimately the decision may be divorce. I don't know. It's between those two people. But you try to fix your marriage because that's a covenant that you guys both have together that you vowed to be in.
He's doing it though. He's doing all the things that he feels shouldn't be done to show his love for his woman, and she thinks it is too much.
But that's what he feels.
There needs to
be communication in between the two of them. There needs to be communication because if he feels that that's what she needs, and she doesn't feel that that's what she needs, the communication is lost. So they both need to be on the same page and do whatever it takes to get on that same page so that they can move forward in their marriage together and not introduce other people outside of the marriage. That's all.
Just be like we always do. Be the motherfucking dog and shit, and then she'll love the fuck out of your ass while you're out here playing around and shit. Because that seems to be what women want.
But there's a point where. There's kind of a point when it goes overboard. If it kind of gets to that point where you're already with that person and you are still obsessing and, you know, you don't think there's something wrong and they think there's something wrong, most case studies say that's a bad thing. And the reason being, because if you're still obsessing, then you're in that mindset that we need, you know, if she don't want me, she ain't gonna have nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And it ultimately leads in either both of y'all dying or one of y'all dying, which is why you hear a lot of these cases where these people are killing themselves and their kids and they're taking their woman with them. They're on that obsessive aspect where they're like, look, you know, we belong together, and if you ever try to leave me, I'll kill us all. You know, when it gets to that point where you slow, where you start to notice this, don't try to change them. Don't try to stick around. At that point, you need to get the hell up out of there, you and your kids, because now, you know, these fools are really taking guns and taking out their whole family because they're like, we belong together. We're going to live together. Mm-hmm. We're going to die together.
Is there a television or something? Is there a TV or something on in the background somewhere?
Well, somebody got it on. They watch TV. Well, I'm talking.
Okay. You know, this is really hard because you just don't know what's too much and what's not enough with the person. I mean, you can talk to them all day long, but still, it's just I don't know.
But that's just the thing.
There's always
something. And this is where I was going with this, and I'm about to put all of us, some of us ladies, on front. Because we have the tendency, and this is why men are so confused with our behavior, is because in one instance we say we want this, in another instance we're saying, no, don't do that. But in a lot of cases, we're asking for the attention, and then when we get it,
this can be
within your own marriage. You're asking him to do something, and when he does it, all of a sudden, now he's not doing it enough. I mean, now he's doing it too much. Or it's not the way that you want it to be. So now you want to control to say that, oh, well, he should only be texting me once a day. He shouldn't text me two times a day. But you just ask for the attention. Allow him to do it however he feels he needs to do it.
I think that comes from women.
But we do that more than men do. We do that confusing thing more than men do. Men tell you what they want, and that's what they want if they're in a relationship with you, and that's it. So it's pretty much done. But with us, it's, oh, and then when they do it, it's, okay, you didn't do it right, or you didn't do it enough, or you didn't do it exactly the way that I felt you should do it. So I don't know. This isn't working. So
again, that's where communication comes into play.
That's the thing. If it's been communicated already, when she says, show me some attention, and he does, then if he doesn't do it the way, for some of us women, if he doesn't do it exactly the way that she wanted him to, now there's another problem. So now he has to figure out, what's happening is that now you're controlling how he shows you attention or how he shows you affection or how he loves you the way that he knows how to love you and the way that mm-hmm. he's been giving it to you. So it becomes confusing to them, and that's why I put that out there like that.
Right.
I think that happens with women who don't know exactly what it is that they want, that
they
want
right.
in themselves, because they don't know how to express what it is they want or appreciate what they're giving. So I can't tell you how to love me because I don't know what the hell I want, you know. So
right,
you know.
Exactly. That's very, very true.
Okay, well, let me see.
Very
we got another caller here. I'm going to try to see if I can get it to work here. There's area code 704. I want to see if they have a question, but I don't know if I can get my keyboard is not acting right now. Let's see if I can get them to chime in on this. I don't know why this happens with Blog Talk Radio sometimes. This thing gets all. It was happening last night on your show, Cotton. We're not responding. I guess I won't be able to do it right now. But anyway, getting back to what we were saying. You know, it is confusing. You know, it's just like the whole thing with relationships anyway, because it's kind of changing. You know, like we can take it a little bit like we were talking a little bit earlier about how much you need a man for. Like a lot of women nowadays will say they don't need men because they can make it on their own. They don't need him to do this for them. But then when they do let a man in, it's like, okay, he's supposed to be doing this and that. And then when he's not buying or taking you out the way you think he should or whatever, you get upset. So what are we supposed to be doing? That's what we, I guess, need to know. And that falls into this realm as well. Okay, area code 704, if you have a question, please state your name and where you're calling from. I'm trying to get you in now. If you don't, please don't hang up. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. All right, so we'll go ahead
right,
and go for it.
There was somebody in the chat, you know, of course, in the chat room. They disagree with Cotton. One person said...
They disagree with what?
With what she said as far as, you know, how women lead men on to believe these things. One person said, I have to completely agree with you on that one. Damn, my screen keeps moving. They said, I have to completely disagree with you on that one. I think it's an individual thing, not a woman thing. I, for one, communicate exactly what I want. And another person just said simply, I disagree. So, like I say, you lump women into one group, and it was very general. Not all women are how you describe.
I really did say some women. I didn't say
she
all
did.
Women.
I did hear her say some. She did say some. I have to say that she did say that.
Because
so,
I'm not
I'm
like
reading,
that. So every woman isn't like that. But for the most part, women do it more than men. That's what I said.
That I do agree with. So if y'all don't like that, fuck it. Anyway, I'm just going to say, you know, it's just... That is true, though. You know, not everybody's the same. And like I said, the thing is when you're in these relationships, you don't know how this person is and what's overwhelming to them, what's not. So that's why you got to communicate. But sometimes people... Well, they won't tell you. They'll just their communication will be a action. They'll start moving back from you, or they'll not accept any more calls, or they'll start pulling away from you instead of just telling you. So, how do you deal with that?
Look, my son,
you don't.
Who is only 14. My son, who is only 14, then calls me and asks me, why are women so complicated? Or why are girls so complicated? He's not even dating yet. But just for the fact that he wants to date and he's looking at these women and their behavior in his school, and these are not women, but these girls in his school, he's already seeing what men talk about all the time is that women are complicated. And we are, because some of us don't know what the heck we want. He's 14. And if he can already see this at 14, he's got one up on some people. But at 14, you're already looking and to see that women, that girls are complicated. Why are they so complicated? Because some of us don't know what we want.
Absolutely. Area code 704.
You know.
Area code 704. You have a question?
Yeah. What's going
state on? Your name and where you, state your name and where you're calling from, sir.
Be quiet.
My name is Taha Splish Splash. I'm calling from Charlotte.
Splish Splash is your name? Splish Splash?
Yeah. Oh, you wrong for that.
Okay, Splish Splash, go ahead, bro.
More with the jokes. That's my Facebook name. But
it's okay, brother. Mine is Red Snapper, so I'm just saying. I just want to make sure I got your name right.
Yeah, what kind
okay,
of
go
name
ahead.
Is Red Snapper? It's
a pussy eater name. That's what it is. Now, you have a question?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I have a question.
You have a question?
More. Yeah, I would like to know,
keep
do you
question
ladies write, it's for Shamar? Well, it's really a question for everybody, for the office. Do you think that writing from experience is really letting people know the type of mind state that you have as an author?
No. But this is, I'm going to answer that first. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if somebody writes a story about bestiality, you know, or S&M, you know what I'm saying, that is just something that they're writing about. That doesn't say that they engage in S&M, that they engage in bestiality. The reason
or
why
homosexuality. Or homosexuality.
Right.
Or any
you know
subject.
There's a lot of authors, and myself included, where we'll write about homosexuality, but that's not something that we engage in. But what it does is,
wait.
As an author, you know, you're supposed to challenge yourself. So whenever you write something, you don't always want to write things that you know about, because chances are everybody knows about them. So you always want to
like
write things
about
that you don't know about, so it forces you to learn. And if
it's like writing about murder
right.
or any of those subjects, do you have to go out and murder to write about murder?
Well,
or do you...
The question really kind of came out.
Can you?
Yeah, I know a lot of people that write.
Say the question again, because I don't know if it was understood.
Do you think that it reflects the mind state of the author? Because I know a lot of guys that write a lot of street novels, right? And these guys are real gangsters, you know, really shooting people, killing people. And you can tell that in their literature that they actually live this lifestyle. So, you know, I don't...
Okay,
give
the question again.
The question is, to the audience, do you think that it reflects your mind state? Like,
I think he's asking,
does it reflect our mind state if we're writing from personal experiences?
Yeah.
In other words, are we using this as a
journal?
Are we who we
write about?
Right. Yeah.
I think to a certain extent, because it's your mind and what you're writing is coming from your mind and your imagination. But as an author myself, we all have to tap into, you know, places that we've been and places that we haven't been just to engage our readers. It doesn't necessarily, I mean, my books talk about all kinds of different things that I have, you know, not necessarily done, but I know how to make some stuff up to make the reader become engaged. I don't think it necessarily, like if I'm writing a book about a serial killer, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I'm a serial killer or wannabe or, you know, have had fantasies about being one or something.
You just do research. Mm-hmm. You do research
right.
on the subject and you find out those things that you need to make it as real as possible when you express it in your writing.
Right. Ultimately, what I'm saying is this. If you only focus on the things you know about, you are severely limited.
You limit yourself. Right.
You limit yourself. But for me, with my writing, it is a reflection of my skill level, where I am in development, because everything I write about is not something I've experienced. But I do write, my context is a practice in my skill. So...
And I bet you that most of the people that you were talking about, and you didn't say any names, and we don't need to know, but a lot of those people that you're reading, I bet you half of those people have not experienced those things that you're reading. They just know how to make it look real and sound
mm-hmm.
real.
The same thing with rappers. I mean, it's the same thing, you know, most of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to say most of them, but some of them, I'm sure, don't live the lives that they rap about. But, you know, they know how to make you want to buy their music. It's the
right.
same thing for an author.
And actors.
Right. Absolutely.
Right, and actors, right. That's the whole point of being in the entertainment business.
Well,
so did we answer your question?
Yeah, of course. I got a comment. Like, I really applaud you, Office, because it takes a lot of work to take the things out of your imagination and loquaciously put it on paper. And like somebody was saying about rappers, like a lot of rappers that write books, they actually don't write those books. Like C. Murder's book, a friend of mine's ghost written that book. So, you know, these
okay.
guys don't really,
right.
they really don't have the skills it take to put words, to formulate structures and conjunctive sentences. So that takes a lot of work.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for calling in and giving us your opinion and your question. So, do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
Yeah, man. I might make Red Snapper one of my AKAs.
Yeah. Okay. you want Red Snapper to be one of your AKAs?
He's gonna call up next week and be like, "This is Red Snapper."
Can you elaborate on why you would like to do that?
Huh?
Why would you like to do that?
Nah, this show isn't explicit enough for me to talk about that.
Oh, really? Well, you must have been listening to this fucking show.
Right, I was going to say,
you must have
been listening
to this show.
It's off the fucking chain, dog.
Yeah, it is off the fucking chain.
Yeah. So, you know, you can say what the fuck you want. It's no problem. So how more explicit do you need to be?
Not too explicit, man. You know, I'm trying to keep it real clean for the ladies.
Now, the ladies didn't want to hear this shit. they want to hear this shit. This is why they're on the show.
We know what the show is about, so we know better.
Yeah, there ain't no
yeah.
surprises. Believe me, man. No.
Right. And you can use that name if you want. It's not patented. Well, the way I have it spelled is, but you can You can change it around any kind of way you want. If you want to be red snapper, that's fine. I think it's flattering that you want that.
Yeah, what's the other guy's name?
Who, me?
Yeah, the
Cole. Oh, DV.
DV?
Right, DV.
Okay. Yeah.
And you want to know these names because?
Now, this is my first time listening to your show.
Right.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, we appreciate you. This is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, Explicit Radio. We talk shit radio, and you can call back anytime you like. And if you got questions, you know, whatever you want to bring, we'll bring it on. And you say you write books. What do you write? Urban fiction?
No, I don't write books. I said friends of mine, they write street novels.
Oh, okay. So you don't write at all. You just, what do you do?
I read.
Okay. Well, that's good. We like that. We want you to read. And we appreciate you.
Get a piece of paper and you can write down all the names of all of our books and you can start there. How about that?
Hey. Oh, I'd rather click and copy paste.
Oh, okay, well,
I said I'm a reader. I don't write.
But you on Facebook, so you can look us up. You can look us up on Facebook
up
and find
Snapper,
out what we have.
Baby Hint, Cotton.
Yeah. Yep.
Keep going.
And you got Shamor. You got India Northfleet who was here
Indy.
Earlier.
Okay.
We got a lot, man.
We got the dogger. She ain't been back. We got a dogger. Last 3 minutes. We got to say some mean stuff.
Well, we thank you for calling in, brother. And, you know, you can come back anytime you like. Okay, he's hung up. All right.
All right, thanks.
Interesting, brother. Okay. Are you still here, brother? Okay, he must be gone. All right. Interesting conversation. All right. So here we go. We're going forth. We've got 22 minutes. Shamor, what I want you to do real quick is tell everybody again about your projects and how they can get your books if they need to get them, if they would like to get them. We want to do that real quick.
You can purchase my books from my website, www.shamor.net. They also are on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I have a Nook copy and Kindle copy. Upcoming project is done under Passion Inc., and it is an anthology with several really, really good writers. It is urban romance, whatever that means to those writers. So we have a little bit of the old and a lot of the new. Have some Omar Tyree, some Jamora, of course. I think there's a guy named, I don't know, you still Red Snapper? He's in there. A lot of really eclectic mixture.
Got Sheila Goss, Rory Sheriff. There's a lot of famous and up-and-coming strong authors that are in this anthology, and I happen to be one of them. As she said, this guy named Red Snapper, who somebody wants to be. I like that. I like that the fact that somebody wants to be me and shit. That's great. Or I just want my name. They may not want to be me, but they want that name. So I must be doing something right besides not putting condoms on my dicks in my books. But anyway, so that's a good book. So what else you got? If anybody wants to get you to come do a book signing or anything like that, how would they contact you?
They can contact me through my website. We'll just send you to my email. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Akasha, I believe that's the name, Akasha Publishing. But I did a project with them, so that's something that's coming out, a couple of months, I'm guessing, this year. So that'll be something I'll be promoting when I get the final word on that. Those are the things I'm doing right now off the top of my head. Looking at going to the Harlem Book Fair, thinking about it, counting my dollars, see what I can do.
Good luck on that one. But I will say, seems tonight, I don't know, maybe it's just me, I'm probably just tripping. But it seemed like tonight there was a lot of frustrated people out there calling in tonight, kind of frustrated. Maybe they was hanging on too long, waiting to get in the queue or something, and like they had attitude with a red. If you do, I'm sorry if I'm fucking with you tonight some kind of way. I don't know what I could be doing, but I guess because I'm talking to beautiful women and I got my boy over here with me and we're doing that and you're getting upset because I'm doing that. I don't know, but there's no need to call in frustrated. This is Word Sexy Radio. I am Red Snapper, the original, and it's like that. So I just wanted to put it out in a nice tone so that they understand that. But, okay, so we've had our authors here tonight, and you know you're always welcome to come back. We got about 19 minutes. We're not done yet. Cotton has been in Kansas City, and she's been doing some things. Kind of give us a little what's going on besides you being in the snow, which you're not used to. I'm sure you're shocked as hell because you're used to being in sunny California.
I wasn't really shocked. I'm from here, so it's not a...
Well, what I mean by shocked is your body is not used to this coldness, and you probably kind of like, I don't know, but you are from here. That is true.
Everybody keeps saying, you know, you better bundle up, it's cold. But I'm yeah, a lot stronger than people than I may come across.
Hey, can I put something personal out about you, Cotton?
Sure.
It's nothing negative.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Cotton is a two-stepper. She tried to act like she came two-step, but she is a two-stepping. For those of you that know about that, I want you to know that she can do it. Okay? All right.
I'm not too good. Red is a part of an elite or the spectacular stepping group, and he is awesome, along with some of the other people that steps with. So it's me getting my group back into that, because in California they don't do that. So...
they do this cha-cha thing, the cha-cha. For those that are listening in California, we know about the cha-cha that y'all do. I had a woman say, we don't do that, we cha-cha. I was like, okay, cha-cha, whatever. To me, it's a line dance. But anyway, yeah.
The obsession I decided to discuss, just to give my partner a shout-out really quickly, he has a poem titled Obsessed. And it's a really great piece, and it's coming out in his new book, Revenge of the Orgasm, on 4/29 of this year, in which I will be performing at his release party on April 27th. And I'm going to be bringing some real hotness, because this is going to be this is borderline porn. This is a borderline porn release party, I swear, because some of the people that are performing are off the hook. I just can't cross that line.
Okay, you're talking about Obsessed With You, right? The poem?
It's called Obsessed. The poem.
Okay, here we go. Is this it?
You have initiated indelible intimacies indented upon my intellect. I only think of you between the blinks of my eyes. But you have caught me in a falsehood, because after the other blink in the eye, every other heartbeat knew all my mindset. I am obsessed with you. This dark skin of mine masks oaths written in various fonts to you. Your name is my answer, both positively and negative, to all questions. Your favorite scent is what I use to freshen the air within the walls of, without the walls of my home, and the colors that you've shown inclination to, they are the similar colors that are in my house. Various photographs exist on my computer, in my phone, and next to the dollars and the credit cards inside of my wallet. I am obsessed with you. My worst nightmares are pleasant reminders of your idiosyncrasies. Every prayer that my mouth utters includes thank you to the Father for letting me be cognizant of your existence. I have easily memorized the rhythm of your footsteps upon no matter what the substance is, no matter what shoes you're wearing. And separately and collectively, your initials and measurements form passwords and are the combination to my gym locker. I am obsessed with you. And I know what you are thinking, but it is supposed to be extreme. It is supposed to be overkill. It is supposed to be a tad bit frightening. Otherwise, it wouldn't be obsession. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. Obsessed with you. My poem.
So that shit is overwhelming. Is that too much for some women? He's always in their face and he's around and shit and all that. Is that too damn much?
On the computer, pictures on the wall, pictures in the phone.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. If they want to go out and buy some cologne. All right, listen to that shit. I was like, damn, I need some cologne right now.
Some obsessed. Yeah.
I don't know, but damn it, I feel like I need, like, I'm missing out.
Now, that's some goddamn obsession.
It is. He said something about she was the answer to all questions, both positive and negative.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That okay. I should have played. You know something? We should have played that before we started the discussion, so we can have something really to talk about.
Hey, we did have something to talk about.
Yeah, that just put the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that just topped it off right there. So that was high.
It was. So is that too much for some people though, or is he just right? Mm.
I mean, it's all subjective. The whole subject is subjective.
You're right.
Right. You know, if that's what she wants, and if that's what she can handle, then more power to her. So, I mean,
well, he don't give a fuck. He said, "I don't care if you don't care. I'm going. This is what I'm doing."
So that's what makes her happy. I give it that. I'll certainly give it that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I thought that was a great poem anyway. You know, Mr. GPA is he knows how to deliver what he puts out. So he might say it in such a manner that she don't feel like he's obsessed, even though he's saying the words.
Yeah, I mean, it's sugar-coated, but still crazy.
Yeah, it was sugar-coated. Yeah, it was, but it was great. He said, "I'm obsessed with you. I'm obsessed with you." And he kept, "I'm obsessed with you." And
like that poem,
she's
so
like, "Oh, come
pretty,
on and do it, man." Yeah, stab me. Well, he didn't say he was possessive. He just said he's obsessed.
The funny thing about that is that women hear stuff like that, and then they will lose their mind because now they want this person, somebody like him, if not to be just that. And then when they get it, it's not what they thought it was going to be.
Right.
It never is. It never is. But that is the theme of life.
Is.
You know,
that's
everything that you
true.
Think you want very ain't true. Necessarily what you need.
Right. Or it doesn't come exactly the way you thought it was going to.
Right. Everything comes with strings. You just have to be able
right.
to know what exactly those strings are and if you can deal with them.
Mhm. Very true.
Interesting. The chat room has went cold. I don't know what's going on in the chat room, but it went cold. We wanted you to continue. We got like 10 minutes, so any alibis? We got anything that we want to talk about real quick that in the 10 minutes that we didn't discuss that you might want to say, or anybody want to put something out, shout out, or something of that nature?
Do I have anything to say? Yeah, that's not like you. That's not like you.
You like what?
I said that's not like you.
Oh, I don't have nothing to say? Oh, what you trying to say? I talk a lot of shit?
All the time.
Only if you can help it.
Damn. Wow. Oh. Shamor is making it like she knows me.
I won't claim to know you,
know you
but
in a biblical
sense?
You know that I talk more than this, huh? I'm gonna tell you what. I'm just kind of sitting back, listening to all the subject matter that went across today, and the things of obsession and stuff. And I've seen myself in some of this, so I guess you just have to be cautious when you first get with someone, just so that you don't offend them. But then, how cautious do you be? Because it might not be enough, and then they leave you anyway because you ain't doing what they think you should be doing. So what the fuck do you do?
Look, and then you have to sometimes you got to stop, and it's not always you. Sometimes it's them, you know. Maybe that was a blessing in disguise that you got rid of that, because that person doesn't know what they want, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I forgot to shout out. Let me say this real quick before I forget. The opening music that I had is not something that I normally play, of course, but it was something that my youngest son did. So he's a producer of music, and I wanted to play something of his, and I did. And I think one of the intros, one of my promos that I do is something that he helped me do as well, the music background to that. So I'm going to play that promo real quick, if you don't mind. It's like kind of, you know, introduction type deal for people who might be interested in the show. So I'm going to play that real quick. And he's done the background, so we're going to try to get him to do some of that. He's trying to sign with someone in Atlanta. I don't know yet, so I'm trying to make sure he doesn't get screwed in that. But he's they're looking, you know, how that goes, these rappers. But this is something that he helped me with. So not all the noise, just the music.
Welcome to Word Section Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. We'd like to thank you all for tuning in, and if you want to, just know that the number is 347-215-8539, and you can always get a chance to do an interview as an author or a poet on Word Section Radio. And if you just want to listen, like I said, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Grown Folks Radio, so we do it like grown folks do it, and we talk about relationships as well. So join us every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, on Word Sexy Radio.
Yeah, I thought he did a pretty good job on that background, and I just happened to bring it in just right. So, and that was all by mistake. It wasn't planned that way. It just happened that way. So, but I thought that was pretty good. So, I mean, if you guys, maybe we can get him to kind of get a little business going on the side where he can help some other people who might want to put some music behind their books, their audio books or something like that. So we're looking at trying to get him a little paid and out there as well. All right. So we got about 5 minutes left, and I know I'm usually more vocal, Mr. Moore, but it's just, you know, this thing has me, this obsession thing. I just want to make sure that I am not in the future relationships that I ever get in. Of course, it's case by case. You just have to check it out and see what you're dealing with and make sure that you're not overwhelming them, because they might do it to you. I've had it done to me as well, where the woman was like, one time, and that's it. She's ready to motherfucking get married and shit. I'm like, damn. You know, they're starting to send me pictures and shit of them naked.
Like
and all. Women do it too. And believe it or not, men get fucked up over it. It's like, she's sending me these pictures and shit. What do I want? So it's not like all men want it to happen. It's nothing wrong with her. She's not ugly. She's a nice looking woman. She's wasn't bad in bed or anything. It's just that it was just quick. It was overwhelming, like I keep hearing all the time. So it was just funny because it goes both ways, you know. So, but it's just, that's just it, so. But I'm glad you guys came on tonight, and thank you for the subject, Cotton. Did you get what you wanted out of the subject matter?
Absolutely, always.
Okay, because you always come up with such great ones, and you shoot from the hip a lot of times with these. She doesn't think of these until the show. Most of the time, these subjects come up, they're right there, and I want to thank the chat room as well, because you guys are awesome in the chat room. You always keep the drama and shit going on in the chat room as well. I love it.
I know.
And the last part about the brother said, loquacious. And loquacious, that's my hero. And he's probably still listening, but that's a word, I guess.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
I said, that brother's my hero. Like, for real? Like, yeah. Dude, you work loquacious into a sentence. You might hear it.
Well, he's a reader. Right. And that's how you know people that really read, because they pick up words that they don't normally use all the time and know what it means. You know, you got some folks that say shit and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But, you know, yeah, he's a reader, and I appreciate that. And he's going to, you know, check everybody out, so. But, We thank you guys, and we're going to probably get ready to close it off. I don't know. Melody, where's Melanie these days? We haven't heard from her lately.
I don't know, man. She sent me an article about Corset Magazine. I just finished writing an article for them. So, like, I don't know. Other than that, I haven't seen her this week. Well, really, last week.
Okay, well, the song I'm going to leave with tonight is called Don't Leave Me by Intro. So I think it's appropriate for the subject matter that we were speaking tonight about obsessions. And then, you know, maybe this was a situation where she decided to leave because the motherfucker was too obsessive. So we're going to go with that this evening. And we thank you all for calling in. And some more, you know, you're welcome to come back and talk shit to me and dog me as much as you like.
On the show or not.
That's an invitation.
You can do that even not on the show. I mean, you do anyway, so you might as well just go ahead. Just so everybody knows, there's a history. She does do that to me.
Well,
the history is not sexual, so people don't get that wrong. Cause, you know,
I gotta watch how you put that out there.
Yeah, because they'll say we were fucking, and next thing you know, they're going to say we got kids together and shit and all that, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
who are these they?
Our groupies that we have that listen to our show and read our books. Yeah. So that's what happens. That's what goes on. That's how
maybe
it goes.
Maybe you're so convinced.
So, you know, that's the way this
I'm
shit goes.
I'm
going to
perpetuate these rumors. I'd like you
Cotton,
to
thank you very much for coming on, too, Cotton. Thank you so much, and everyone, chat room. But this is Don't Leave Me by Intro, and we're going to leave you with that.
Good night.
Good night.
You're all that I need, so please, don't leave me.
Forever and a day. Sometimes I feel that.
flower needs the rain. I want you by my side to keep my heart from pain. No need for promises, no need for sympathy. All that I hope for, all that I pray for is that you stay with me.
That I'm